This program is sponsored by a very important client, in this case, me. And you can show your support by going to patreon.com/Steve Charney and become a patron of this show for $1 a month, more or less. You know, I'll take anything. That's it. No more advertising for the rest of the program. Now, isn't that nice? My guest, Bob Berman, well-known astronomer and author of many books, as well as being a columnist for the New Farmer's Almanac, and I once saw him on the David Letterman Show with a meteoroid. Well, he's wrapping up our series on the planets. Several podcasts ago, we started with Mercury, and for each program, he brought us further out from the sun, and now we're at the final planet, Neptune. We would have had Pluto, but, well, it's been downgraded. No longer as a planet. Go back to previous podcasts to hear Bob talk about the other planets. And I'll also be singing about a girlfriend I once had. She was an old-fashioned girl, and she had an old-fashioned name, which is cause for great hilarity. Stay in touch for that.
Oh, here's Harry. So, hey, what's up?
Don't call me Harry!
Why not?
Harry is my secret identity, Steve. Come on, Steve. Don't you see anything unusual about me?
Not really, except for that cape and the big T you're wearing on your chest. And the galoshes.
They're not galoshes, they're boots. I'm Time Boy!
So can you tell me the time?
Listen, fella, I've got superpowers. You better watch yourself.
What? You think because you stick a blanket over your shoulders and sew a T onto your sweater, put on a pair of flippers, that you're a superhero?
They're not flippers. They're boots. Oh, you poor, pitiful mortal. Don't you understand that I now have mastery over the entire time spectrum?
All right, I'll play along. Gee, Harry, how did you get these superpowers?
Don't call me Harry. I'm Time Boy!
Sorry.
Okay, a few days ago, I was boiling a 3-minute egg, and while I'm timing it on my wristwatch, I start salting the water.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm salting, and the water starts boiling more furiously. Salting, boiling, salting, boiling. I'm getting worried. The water has started to boil over the top. Suddenly I remember a secret chemical an alchemist had once given me to use when water boils too turbulently. I shake some of the chemical into the pot. I put a lid on it, trying to contain the steam, but that just makes it worse. Suddenly, boom! I'm on the floor, unconscious. I've got water on the brain. Egg on my face, salt in my wounds, and time on my hands. When I wake up, I'm suddenly seeing things quite differently. It was that secret chemical, Steve. I'm sure of it.
What's different?
When I look at an object, I see its past, present, and future all at the same time.
Go on.
I'm serious. See, people can move freely in 3 dimensions. Length, width, and breadth. But they only move in a straight line in the 4th dimension, time. I can now move freely in that dimension also. That's why I'm Time Boy.
Opposed to Time Man.
I'm not old enough.
Or Time Dummy.
See, when I look at you, I don't see you the way others do. As an aging, over-the-hill, untalented, and inept host of a little pathetic program, I see the entire gestalt. When I look at you, I see your birth. I see you as a baby staining your diaper. I see you picking your nose in 3rd grade and being sent to the principal's office for something I'd rather not describe. I see a pimply-faced teenager, young and shy, dumb and awkward.
Well, at least I wasn't over the hill back then.
No, you were under the hill. And I see your future. Your lonely, miserable, and wretched death. It's a shame, really. It could so easily be avoided.
How?
You see, I can impact your life at any point, because I see it in front of me. I can change any part of it at will. That's why I'm Time Boy!
Guess what?
What?
I don't believe you.
I thought you wouldn't. Okay, I'm gonna have to prove it to you. Okay, hold on for a second while I gear up for a time change. That should do it.
Nothing happened.
So you say. Feel your cheek.
I keep telling you, you're a fraud and... Hey, what are you doing with that paper bag? Hey, what's this? A beard? What am I doing with a beard?
You see, I looked into your past, Steve, about 3 weeks ago, and I took your razor. You were looking for it like crazy. You couldn't shave. So you bought another one the next day. I took that one, too. This one went on for some time, Steve. Each day you'd buy a razor. Each day I impacted into your past and took it. You had no choice but to grow a beard. And voila, there it is.
You took all the razors I bought for 3 weeks?
Yeah, they're right here in this bag. There's yours since you bought them. There you go. See, looking at your whole life at once, I see how angry you've been for 3 weeks. You thought you were going mad. It's all right in front of me.
Wait a second, why did this only take a few seconds? It should have taken you hours to work this out.
Steve, time is completely relative. When I went into your past and impacted it, I could do it immediately and then come back right to this moment.
Yeah, okay, I remember you doing all these things. I remember being mad about not being able to find my razor.
Sure, I've changed your past. Now, if I were you, I'd get up out of that chair right now.
Why?
Steve, just do it.
I'm not going to do something just because you tell me to do it.
You got 5 seconds to get out of that chair, Steve.
No way. I'm staying right here. Ow!
Ow! I told you to get out of that chair, Steve. Now it's collapsed.
Oh, how did you know that chair was going to collapse?
I saw your future. See, the chair has a faulty leg. Take a look at it, Steve, right there. See, it's been ready to go for weeks now. I knew it would happen at that moment.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did!
Well, then why didn't you go into the future and fix it?
I tried, but since you wouldn't get up, I couldn't fix the chair. You're too heavy.
Listen, I got a question.
Yes?
I thought superheroes are supposed to fight crime and stuff. What are you doing hanging out here?
Go put some thugs behind bars. That's gonna happen, Steve. That's why I came in. You're going to be robbed.
I am?
Yes. I'm here to stop the culprit. He should be here soon.
And you know that because you're Time Boy and you can look into the future.
At your service.
And joining me now is Bob Berman. Bob Berman is a astronomer. Par excellence.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, he's one of the most knowledgeable people I know having to do with science. He has an observatory in the Hudson Valley in the Woodstock area. So you have a wonderful telescope. I'm fortunate enough to go up there periodically and look through it. And we're in the middle of a series on the planets. And we're going out from, we started with Mercury and we just finished Saturn last time. And now the next one is Uranus.
Uranus, which is a planet most people mispronounce. Some people say Uranus, but it's much better to say Uranus. Even in our best telescopes on Earth, it looks like a small, very small circular area, just a tiny bit across. We can't see any detail on it, but it has one distinct color. Anyone who sees it, green. It's the greenest planet in the solar system.
Why? Well, because of all the grass growing there and trees?
No grass, but there is gas. It's gas.
No grass, but
instead.
Gas.
What makes Uranus so special, first of all, it's large. It's about 32,000 miles in diameter compared to our 8,000, so it's a large place. It's got methane and ammonia, so if you actually landed there, you wouldn't be happy because it's cold, and you wouldn't be happy because there's no surface to stand on. You'd kind of be sucked into this vile-smelling thing, but you'd be clean. Because that's just how you'd feel there.
We talked about Saturn and Jupiter a couple of weeks ago, so it sounds like it's a pretty similar.
These are the gas giants, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Huge planets, mostly gaseous. In the case of Jupiter and Saturn, and even Uranus as well, they're very light, fluffy worlds, almost like cotton candy.
There are rings around Uranus, right?
5 rings around Uranus.
Also made of ice the way they were in Saturn?
Yeah, we think so in the case of Uranus. But what makes the planet especially weird is the fact that it rotates on its side. Earth is pretty much up and down. It's tilted 23.5 degrees, but Uranus is tilted 98 degrees. So as seen from Earth or seen from the Sun, it often presents a kind of bullseye pattern where its moons go around it. Just straight around it. They never disappear behind the planet. They're just above it and then to the side and then below it like a bullseye. And similarly, if you were on Uranus, you'd find yourself in the odd situation of having 48 years of daylight followed by 48 years of night.
How long is a day?
Very similar to our day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to think it was about half that. But the years are very
years
long.
Imagine really.
A night lasting 48 years. Boy, sunrise would be a very, very special occasion there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd be very groggy after sleeping that long. Too.
When the light finally returned.
Yeah. Boy, cause for celebration, I'll tell you that.
But it's green. For those of you whose favorite color is green, which probably isn't most, because people have, there's one favorite color that most people have. We recently did a survey on it, and it wasn't green.
Blue?
That's it.
Ah. That's my favorite color. one last question for you. How much would you weigh on Uranus?
Probably just about what you did on Earth.
Oh, because really?
Because although it's more massive than Earth, it's also much larger, so you'd be farther from the center of gravity.
Hmm. Thank you very much. Bob Berman here, telling us about the planets. That was Uranus, and next time we talk about Neptune. Okay, thanks a lot, Bob.
My pleasure.
I've been cutting off this beard. How does it look?
Oh, looks pretty much back to normal, Steve.
Harry is time, boy.
What's the matter with you? I told you not to expose my secret identity. Don't go telling people that Harry and Time Boy are one and the same, or I won't be able to have any private life.
Time Boy sees the past, present, and future at the same time. Do I have that right, Harry?
Exactly. When you see this pencil here, you see a very limited version of it. I see its birth, existence, and end, all at the same time.
Aren't you supposed to be fighting crime instead of hanging out with the likes of me?
Of course. Only I see that you're going to be robbed soon. See, in your future, I see it right in front of me. So I decided to thwart the thug by impacting on his life.
So you're telling me I have nothing to worry about from this guy?
Right.
So when is he coming in to rob me?
Oh, he'll be here momentarily, Steve. Here he is now.
Don't anybody move. No talking. I'm a desperate man. Put up your hands.
Time Boy, are you sure I have nothing to worry about? This guy looks pretty tough.
Not a thing.
Hey, I said no talking. Now hand over your wallet.
I'm not handing over nothing.
Oh, a tough guy, eh? You know what I got in my pocket?
Your hand?
Besides that, a gun. Up with your hands.
Hey, that's not a gun. That's a banana.
Hey, how'd this banana get in my pocket?
I did that.
What did you do, Time Boy?
You see, I see this hood's past as easily as I see you right now. I see him this morning getting ready for the heist. So when he was ready to put the gun in his pocket, I substituted that banana at the crucial moment.
Why, you? I may not have a gun, but I've got my hands to strangle you with.
Time Boy, get out of the way. He's coming towards you.
No problem.
Hey, what am I doing? Why do I want to strangle you? You've never done anything to me.
That's true.
And you, the other guy. I'm sorry I barged in here like this. What was I thinking?
Time Boy, what did you do to him?
Easy, I impacted on his past. I went back to his childhood and gave a good talking to his mother. I said, you can't neglect and abuse your son the way you're doing. You have to give him love and caring. What's the matter with you? Sure, life is hard, but that's no excuse. You have responsibilities, lady. Don't you know that if you don't take care of him now, he's going to grow up to be a social misfit, an outcast? Give him love, and he'll be repaid a thousandfold. Yeah, I gave her quite the little lecture, Steve.
And I guess she listened.
Wouldn't you listen if a talking doll suddenly popped up in your living room with a cape and started lecturing you?
He does all the time. I never listen to him.
Listen, I gotta get back to work.
You have a job now?
Sure, I work with the homeless and the sick. I care for them and feed them. I owe it all to my mother. She always told me that she started off as a drug addict. But one day, she had a vision. Some little doll appeared in one of her drug-induced stupors and spoke to her. Her life changed after that. Please don't call the police. I don't know what got into me.
Well, if you think about it, you haven't done anything wrong. I don't think it's a crime to threaten someone with a banana.
Oh, yeah, the banana. Why don't you guys share it?
Oh, gee, thanks. See you later.
Bye-bye.
So, Harry, you really do fight crime with this time thing, don't you?
Time Boy marches on.
I'd like to sing a song about a girlfriend that I once had. She was an old-fashioned girl.
Oh, right, Steve. You mean the one with the old-fashioned name?
Yeah, that's the one.
Everybody wants to pinch my fanny. Everybody wants to pat my fanny. Everybody wants to hug my fanny. But she loves no one but me. Everybody wants to squeeze my fanny. Everybody wants to please my fanny. They'll do anything to tease my fanny. Still she loves no one but me. Please don't touch my fanny. Don't even try. The because my fanny is reserved for just one guy. That's why I'll never let another love blind me. Everywhere I go, you'll always find me with my little fanny right behind me, 'cause she's so in love with me. Everyone who's ever spied my fanny wants to hang around beside my fanny. Maybe I should go and hide my fanny, or she'll find somebody new. I've seen lots of fannies in my time, and frequently their cheeks were close to mine. But never have I held one so divine as the fanny that belongs to me. We will be married someday in June, and when we go away to spend our honeymoon, I know that everyone is gonna miss my fanny. No one ever could resist my fanny, but no one's ever dared to kiss my fanny, 'cause she's so in love with me.
Time Boy has foiled the crook, and love saves the day.
Right, Steve.
The crook left a banana for us to eat.
Well, let's have that banana, Steve.
Well, first I got a question. What I don't understand is how you think, by taking off that cape and sweater, no one's going to recognize you and you can go around incognito.
Why not? No one recognized Superman when he took off his costume and went around as Clark Kent.
Yeah, but that was fiction.
And this isn't?
At least you could put on glasses the way he did.
Look, it doesn't matter anyway, because I'm going to lose my powers before too long.
How do you know?
Because I'm Time Boy. That's how I know. When I look at myself, I see the past, present, and future at the same time also. Well, the wristwatch that I had used to boil the egg breaks. See, the egg, the water, the watch, the chemical, and the salt were all juxtaposed in just the right way. For any of them to change radically destroys the balance.
Gotcha. Look, can we eat the banana now?
I wouldn't eat that banana if I were you, Steve. I'm looking at your future, and you definitely do not want to eat that banana.
Harry, that's ridiculous.
Steve, wasn't I right about the chair earlier?
Well, yeah.
So you better hand over that banana.
What, am I going to get sick or something if I eat it?
Uh-huh.
All right, I won't touch it.
Good for you. Mmm, I love bananas. Mmm, good.
Hey, why do I feel like I've just been bamboozled?
You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, and on my YouTube channel, which has lots of videos of me and Harry, and of course on patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. Website, stevecharney.com, has information about my live stage shows, how to contact me, all the stuff I got for sale, stuff, blah, 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 blah. And on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. That would be great if you liked that page. I would be very appreciative. And you can find me on Twitter, too.
And if you like this podcast, spread the word around.
That's right.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
If a cord of wood is selling for $100,
yeah,
and you give the woodman $200, how many cords would he deliver?
I don't know how many.
1.5.
That's not right.
I know. But most of them do it that way anyway.